play the Monopoly Collect and Win game at Safeway with over 250 million in prizes and money-saving offers. Use your club card and Just For You clip or click coupon to get spiral sliced ham for only $1.29 a pound. And pick up Monopoly bonus ticket items like General Mills cereal or Nature Valley granola bars, selected sizes and varieties, 3 for $6. Shop, play, win at Safeway today. See game rules at shopplaywin.com. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro and is used with permission.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is guitarist Johannes Lindstedt, and you're listening to Smooth Conversations, brought to you by The Smooth Jazz Ride.
Hi, this is saxophonist Paula Atherton, and you're listening to Smooth Conversations, brought to you by The Smooth Jazz Ride.
Hi, this is bassist Christian Big New York Damasonis, and you're listening to Smooth Conversations, brought to you by my man Ron Jackson at the Smooth Jazz Ride.
And that is how we get this party started, everybody. Hey, what's happening, Jazzers? This is Ron Jackson with Smooth Jazz right here, gearing up for yet another Smooth Conversations program. Man, that's a hot cut. I can't
yes,
tell
it
you.
Is.
I'm joined here by my co-host, Aida. What's up, Aida?
Hey, Ron. I have one question.
What's that?
Is it spring yet?
Is it spring yet?
Yeah.
Listening to that last cut, it's summer. It's hot out there.
It's hot, yes.
Yeah. Well, we're over here dying for a little spring weather because it's cold and these couple of snow showers that we had. This is not my kind of thing. Even though I was born and raised in this neck of the woods, but I can't handle it. I just can't handle it. That's why I need this kind of music to pump me up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just heard a small sample of what's about to go down tonight as we welcome the founder of one bad, bad new group. That monster track we opened with is called Stompin' at the Groove Shack. Remember that one, okay? It's from their new self-titled release. But before we go any further, though, Aida, let's get our listeners and potential callers in the loop.
Well, you heard Ron. If you want to be in the loop, please call 646-564-9993. Okay? Ron, back to you.
Don't forget, for those folks who want to just log in, the login is www.blogtalkradio.com/the smooth jazz ride. You get there, you're in the house. Okay. Like I said, tonight we are speaking with the founder of a band that I'd like to call, this is a band with that hey factor. You know, as a matter of fact, when I wrote my review, that's the first thing that came into mind was, hey.
Hey.
this is what I'm talking about, you know. But this is a group that definitely does know how it's supposed to get done. And this is what I consider to be power groove jazz. Lots of funk.
Yes, indeed. R&B
leanings and solid in the pocket jazz. Now, these cats have instantly become one of my favorite bands, as you can probably tell. They've got everything I look for in a band. They're solid. They have great hooks, melodies, and a lot of originality. No cookie-cutter stuff here. You know, that's what I really like. No cookie-cutter stuff here. I recently heard some of their debut release, In the Groove, and they're also quite consistent. So we know that they are the real deal. So without any further ado, please welcome with me bassist, composer, and founder, John Stewart, of the brand-new band Groove Frequencies. Hey, John. Welcome, man.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good.
Dude. Thanks for joining us here, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for having me, Ron.
No, not a problem at all. Listen, I want to say to everybody before we get underway here that we had advertised that Billy Ray Shepherd, the sax man for this great group, would be joining us also. But he had a last-minute gig, so we'll just go about grilling John. John, you don't mind what's growing you, do you?
I'll try to do my best.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on a stellar job on this great new self-titled album. Great work.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I want to thank you personally, too, for writing a wonderful that review, man. It knocked me out. I wasn't expecting that. So it was definitely welcome. Because it was something that just came from nowhere, and I actually had to tell a few of my friends I didn't pay you to write that.
not at all. Listen, but when you come packed with that kind of groove and that kind of substance, man, you deserve that. You definitely deserve that. I mean, I wrote every word of that from the heart, and I had you guys on my system as I was listening. I was jamming and writing at the same time, and couldn't halfway get my sentences right at the top because I had to get the groove out of me first, you know.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and I kept going back looking at listening to the right. I'm saying, is he sure this is groove up? He's talking about groove free. It was awesome, man. I appreciate that.
Not a problem at all, man. So let me ask you off the bat. You guys hail from Texas, right? All of you native Texans?
Well, no, I am. And Billy Ray's been here since he was very young. And Tim Perry, he was actually, I actually met Tim Perry while I was in the military and stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas. And
okay.
Just so happened he moved this way.
Okay.
And
okay.
We just linked back up. I've been knowing him since like 94, and we linked back up.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But you guys have some history there, so I was about to ask you what brought you together initially, but yeah, I can see you definitely had some history there. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
me
great.
And him, Billy Ray, I met once. Actually, I was in Northern Virginia. I was living in Northern Virginia. I was in the military at Fort Belvoir. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
In our neck of the woods.
I was there, and I left there in 2011 and moved. My job that I was working moved me here to San Antonio. And
okay.
When I got here, I was looking for positions to link up with, and a few people had told me I was looking for a saxophonist, and people had mentioned Billy Ray Shepherd. And when they told me his name, Billy Ray, I say, no, I don't think he's quite what I'm looking for. when I heard the name Billy Ray, you know, I was like,
right.
No, I don't think me and Billy Ray playing the same type of music. But, you know, you just go to show you can't judge a book by its cover. And Billy Ray,
you know,
That's exactly right, man. That's for sure. So you were in Fort Belvoir probably around the same time, right? And we were in Woodbridge.
Probably. Well, he said he left in 2011. Yeah.
Yeah, we were there then. Yeah. That's
you were.
So,
yeah.
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 We were.
We're sorry
we
missed you.
2003 to 2011.
Oh, okay.
Did you perform there at all?
No. You know what? No, just my job. It's funny. When I came in the military, I had gave up, you know, I said I was done with music. I was giving it up. And I came in the military, and I was going to do my 20 years in the military and, you know, retire. And just so happened, a few years down in the military, I was in a unit in the 82nd, and a friend of mine, he bought a bass guitar, and he wanted to learn how to play. So what little I knew how, you know, I figured I'd help him out and show him. And somehow, you know, it just, I guess I couldn't get away from it. It just drew me back in, and I was back at it.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't join the band there, and then the Army band?
You know, I did. Initially, I didn't know about the Army band as far as electronic instruments, the bass guitar that I played. I didn't know it was something you could actually do in the Army band. But I did find out about it, and I did reclass over into the Army band.
Excellent.
Great. That's great. Well, we know that this album is your sophomore release, and it's right on the heels of your debut release. And I was thinking to myself, man, these cats have that many grooves in their head. I mean, I'm thinking, how were you able to release this one so soon after the first one? I mean, are these the tracks here on this one, were they just like sort of extra tracks that you'd written at the time of the debut and you decided you just wanted to save it up and put it out a little later on this release?
No, Ron, in 2011 is when I really got serious about this, and I said I was going to start to try to write. So I started writing then, and ever since then, as soon as we finished recording In the Groove, our first release, me and Billy Ray got together, and I went right back to writing. I mean, I'm telling you, the day I finished to send it off to radio promoter, I was back the next day, and me and Billy Ray was working, writing my song. So this was something, and as, even today, we were supposed to actually track a new song today, but due to other circumstances, other things came up, and we couldn't get together. But we're doing this constantly. It's just something I like to write. So
fantastic.
It's just what I like to do, so I do it.
So you're telling us that we should expect another CD?
Well, you know,
I mean,
we have
soon?
Material for another one, but I don't know if I'll do it a year, like exactly a year from now. Mm-hmm. Now, my goal was to get the reason why there was another quick turnaround was to have enough material so when we're doing our own shows, we have enough music to play 90 minutes if we have to, our own material.
Right.
And that was the goal. Wow. So that was the goal of doing another record and having the material available, enough material to cover our own show.
Right. So you don't have to do any covers. That's cool.
Exactly. That's
cool.
Because I was trying to get away from being a cover band. I didn't want to be a cover band. I was trying to be a nationally recording band.
There you
go. And we appreciate that.
Oh, you better. You don't know how much. You don't know how much. I'm telling you now. When I talk cookie cutter.
You guys giving us a platform because it's hard. For independent bands, it's hard breaking into it. So
it definitely
you guys
is.
Are great, you know, giving a platform for independent bands.
Yeah, well, we're more than happy to do so, man. I mean, you know, if you bring the goods, we're going to deliver it for you. That's for sure. Believe that.
Right. All right,
everybody,
best.
I want you to settle back and check this one out. This is another cool track that I've claimed is one of my favorites. This is called A Gentle Rain.
So sweet, right?
Yeah. Gentle rain, you know, and you can feel that gentle rain when you hear that, you know. So let me ask you something, John. What drew you guys? I mean, you know, you had options. I mean, you know, you got like you said when you heard you heard the name Billy Ray, you were thinking of one form of music, you know. But you guys had options, like, you know, you had jazz and R&B.
Straight ahead R&B.
Yeah, straight ahead, exactly. What drew you guys to contemporary or smooth jazz? You know, and I guess I want to ask, who would you say was the most influential in your making the decision to go that way?
Oh man, that's easy. Years ago, this guy James, friend of mine, James, he brought, this was when music was on cassette. He brought in this cassette. He knew I played an instrument, and he said, "Hey man, you need to check this out." And the cassette was David Sanborn. I think it was called Straight to the Heart or something like
okay.
that. But
okay.
But it was Marcus Miller and David Sanborn. And from that point on, I was hooked.
Yeah.
You mentioned Marcus Miller. I, you know, say no more. I knew where you were going with that.
Yeah,
sure.
I was hooked. I was hooked.
That
bass line that Marcus has is a killer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're on his heels,
he's a man.
That's for sure.
And I mean, I like him because he's an awesome bass player. But I mean, he's a awesome
writer,
composer. I mean,
yes.
The music that he writes is off the chain. He can write anything.
Yes, indeed.
That's what I get from you guys. You know, it's not just the musicianship end of it. You know, being able to play your instrument and play it well, and you know your voicings and you know chord changes and all the other you know good stuff. But it's the material you write. You know, that's what got me. It's the substance of the material you write. That's what I've read. That is what actually really drew me to you guys. I mean, heck of a writers, man. I got to give you a definitely a thumbs up for that.
But we'll appreciate it. We'll appreciate it.
Now you have some pretty top tier guest artists on this particular release. I mean, namely my man, G Man, Gerald Albright, and then you got Blake. Aaron. I love that cat, man. I love Gerald, man. He's a down to earth dude for sure. And then you got guitarist Blake Aaron as well. Now, did you know these guys prior to this recording, or how did you guys hook up?
Well, obviously, I knew of Gerald Albright because I've heard, you know, listen to him in the smooth jazz vein, you can't help but to know who
That's
he
right.
is.
You're here,
but
right.
Both of the stories are pretty similar. I actually, the first person I think I reached out to was Blake Aaron. I was riding home one day from work, and I heard this song on the radio called Groove-O-Matic. And,
yes.
And I looked, and I saw it. It said, you know, Siri said it was Groove-O-Matic. And as soon as I got home, I looked it up, and I saw this by this musician named Blake Aaron, and I was so, you know, I was blown away by his playing that I just found his website. I sent him an email, and I told him I had heard his songs, and I was blown away by his guitar playing and that I was writing some songs, and I was wondering, you know, if he would be willing to play on one.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and he, you know, he did. He was like, yeah. And the same with Gerald. I had this song, Love You More, and in my head, I was hearing that alto saxophone, and I said, you know, this would be cool if I could get Gerald Albright to do it, and I reached out to him. He said, let me hear what you got. I sent it to him, and he hit me right back. He said, let's do it. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's got to be so mind-blowing, that's for sure.
I wasn't thinking either one of them would say, yeah, they'd be willing to, you know, be on it, but
it was great to
get them because I admire those guys. You know, they're good at, they're the best at what they do.
Yes. Apparently, they hold you in high regard too to consent to doing this with you. I mean, they could hear what we heard. You know, that's for sure. Hey,
well,
we got a caller that I think you may know is
you
one
might
of your
know
big
them.
Fans. Yeah, you might know this person. I don't want us to get them on the line.
Okay, trying to get her on the line. Here she is. Carla.
Hi. I want to give a shout-out to my brother. I just want to know, to let you know we were proud of you and want to know how you feel watching your reality come to fruition. It's now become a reality now, so tell us how you feel about that.
Yeah, I know exactly who that is. That's my sister. Yeah, and she always in my ear telling me, you can do it. Yeah. She knows, and I'm sure my wife had passed the information along to her to let her know where to go to listen. So,
all right.
You know, it's good to see it happening. You know, and it's good to see it happening, you know. I'll just keep working hard and just hope it just continues to happen.
Colin, you got to be
proud of you.
Carl. I know you got to be proud of this guy.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. My whole family. Thank you. Love you.
Thank you.
Love you,
Take
too.
Care.
Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to get into this next.
Whole family. She means whole family. It's like 13 kids, so it's a lot of them.
Oh, wow. Oh, maybe, I hope you're all listening, you know.
Are they all musically inclined?
You know, Carla and my other sister, I have another sister who plays piano, Linda, and that's it. We're the only one.
Well, you got to pass it down.
Yeah, this guy's doing it. I mean, but right now, let's check this next jam out, and I sure believe that this is probably pretty appropriate since we have Carla on the line listening to you and probably some more of your family members. This is the one we just talked about with Gerald Albright. This is Love You More. Check it out.
Thank you.
Love You More featuring Gerald Albright. I tell you what.
Yes.
That's tailor made for Gerald. And I hear what you're saying, John, about hearing that sax in your head, you know, as you were writing that, you know.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine anyone else doing it. It just sounded like something he would do.
Exactly. All right, everybody, well, you're listening to Smooth Conversations here with the Smooth Jazz Ride. I'm Ron Jackson and my co-host Aida, and we're here with John Stewart of the brand new group Groove Frequencies. I hope you, if you are just tuning in, you'll stick with us and you'll hear more of this great stuff that these guys have. Again, the phone number to dial in and listen or ask John a question is 646-564-9993, or you can just log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/the smooth jazz ride, and that'll put you right here in the house. What did I want to ask you? Yeah, definitely. I know that you guys have also worked with Eddie Backus Jr., Pieces of a Dream fame. How did you guys meet?
Well, me and Eddie met also. Me and Eddie met when I was there in Virginia, in the Virginia area. I was looking to work with someone. I was presented a few saxophonists, and I think Eddie was like the second or the third person that was presented to me from a friend of mine. And once I saw Eddie, I told my friend, I said we can stop looking right now. That's the guy.
Oh, wow.
I said, I don't want to hear anybody else.
I hear you. That cat can blow. He definitely can do it, for sure. Now, let me ask you this.
Eddie has serious talent.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's one of the main reasons I'm sure that
James
Lloyd. Yeah, James Lloyd and those guys got with him and said, hey, we like this cat big time. You know. Now, outside of Groove Frequencies, do you ever, and I'm talking about you personally, sit in on live sets, say, with other known artists or record with anybody else?
No, Ron, I hadn't sit in or played with anyone. Because when I gave up playing music, I stopped playing. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
I didn't come back initially to playing music. When I came back, I just came back to writing and, you know, just writing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I
started off, you know, like most kids, you know, when I started playing in my bands with my friends, and then I got into playing in bands. You know, we were signed to agencies going around southeast Texas and Louisiana, playing the hotel circuit, you know, playing six nights a week in different hotel chains. And I did that until I came in the military.
Okay. That's cool too. Now I want to get to a track that I suspect strongly. I think you wrote this track, but I'm wondering.
Actually, I wrote all of them on there. I wrote on this one and the first one. I actually wrote all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm looking at your CD now. As a matter of fact, I see that. So Groovin' with Ray, which is the next track I'm getting ready to play, is that kind of a nod to Billy Ray?
Yeah,
or Ray
Charles.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
Exactly. Okay. I that was like a little joke between me and him.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into that, everybody. Oh, you want to hear the joke?
No, it was just that when I said it would be Grooving with Ray, when we titled the song, when I titled it, I said, hey, bro, this was going to be something that's for you. This is just strictly for you. And
all right.
And to me, it's my favorite song on the CD. I think it pretty much sums up everything that Groove Frequency is about. That groove, that vibe, that smooth vibe. It just sums it all up in that one song right there.
Wow.
We're gonna throw it on everybody right now so they can see exactly what you
mean. Let everybody hear this groove.
Here it is, Groove with Ray. Grooving with Ray.
Thank you.
Yeah, that definitely is a solid groove. I mean, that's one of those sit back in the easy chair, get you a glass of wine, and just chill right out.
Chillax.
That's the way you got to do that. And that's for sure. Let me ask you overall. I guess. Well, we know about your bass playing experience and everything, but do you play anything else at all?
Keys. I kind of taught myself how to play keyboards, and usually when I write, the bass is the last thing that I'll touch when I'm writing a song. It'll usually start with the keyboard and start from there.
Okay. Well, and speaking of bass playing, what I was about to ask, it kind of slipped my mind there for a second, but I wanted to compliment you on, rather, is how smooth your bass lines are. You know, and I listen, I go, man, this cat just, I mean, you know, you don't have to always be an in-your-face kind of bass player to be effective, you know, and you just do it all, man. You definitely do it all, man.
I appreciate that. Appreciate it, Ron. I want to be the guy that supports the track, you know that's
right.
There to support the track and do what the bass was designed to do. So
exactly.
That's good.
That's
a great compliment. I appreciate that. I'm doing what I should be doing then, if you see it that way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and a lot of people, you know, they want to listen to the sax or the keys or the drums or whatever the case may be, you know, and I like that subtle class that you bring to bass playing, you know. And so I'm always listening to the runs and I'm saying, man, you know, I'm a former guitarist myself, but I never fell around with bass or anything, but I can definitely appreciate a true smooth bassist, and you definitely had that down, Pat. I really like that a lot.
Appreciate
now,
that, brother. That's a great compliment. Appreciate it.
No problem. Now, I got to ask you, this is going to make you think a little bit, I guess. But overall, at any point in your career, either before the time you put the bass down, when you picked it back up, what would you say overall has been your most memorable experience as an artist thus far? I mean, what stands out as that, oh, man, moment for you? I mean, I know the Gerald Albright.
Just seeing the project, seeing like our first project come to completion, and a whole project just being completed, and then seeing, you know, and hearing that first time you get to hear, you know, one of the songs being played on the radio, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I would say that would have to be one of the most memorable musical moments.
I bet that's got to be a serious high. I mean, your creation, you know, you pinned it, you know, you pulled it together, didn't know which direction it was going to go, how it was going to be received, and you put it out there on the air, and there it is. I mean, that's got to be a real high for you.
Like you say, you never know how it's going to be received by, you know, the listeners, so you just hope you do something that someone will like.
Right. Well, I tell you what, you're talking to one. That's right. You hit the spot. For me, you definitely did it. That's
appreciate,
for sure.
Appreciate it.
Now, are you guys planning to tour to promote the new release? And if so, where are some of the maybe some of the hot spots you plan on hitting?
Well, this one, being that we've completed two, now we want to focus on the live and performance part of it. And, you know, obviously, being that we're San Antonio based, you know, here Texas based, I'm pretty sure it's gonna start here in this area first.
Okay.
You know, and then we'll be able to kind of branch out to, you know, people like it's markets that's really been really supporting us heavily, like WCLK in Atlanta. They've been like a big supporter playing music.
Okay.
So that means that would probably be a good market for us. So those are places, this place, you know, we probably want to hit. And definitely me being from that, you know, coming from your area up there in the northern, you know, Virginia, D.C., Maryland area.
I was about to ask.
No, definitely that area. Because, you know, there's a lot of history from that area with, you know, we grew frequencies. And as a matter of fact, a lot of the guys that played on the first one are from that area. Paris Fozzi, he's a guitarist from Maryland. Dawood Saeed, you know, just amazing keyboardist, Daoud, from that area. Obviously,
okay.
Eddie Backus. And Jay Williams played drums on both CDs.
Is that right?
Yeah. He played drums. He's a drum. He did all drums on both CDs.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. That cat, man, he could definitely lay it down. We've seen him in concert a number of times.
Social media is big. I saw Jay just on Facebook playing, and just from that clip I saw of him playing, I was immediately hooked to Jay and his style of playing. And
I
reached out to him, he was another one that was real amenable to saying, yeah, you know, I'm down. So, man, that guy, he's a groove. He put some grooves down, so it makes it easy for me to play bass to that.
Sure.
You know,
he
put that groove down.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. I'm definitely glad to hear that you got DC on your radar. And when you definitely do that, you know, by all means, let me know. We will definitely be in the house.
Right.
Without a doubt.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, here's another beauty for you guys. I want you guys to settle back. Check this one out. This is Quiet Moments. Okay, I got to make a little confession here, everybody. That particular track is not on the latest release. It's on the previous release, and it's called Sensuous as opposed to Quiet Moments. I apologize, but I don't apologize for that sound. I mean,
no, I don't.
As you can see, like I said before, these cats are very consistent. And I want to say again, John, that, you know, I was just laying back, just grooving to that bass. You know, it's, what can I say? It's in the pocket. It's laying down that foundation, and it just
right.
grooves you right on out, you know.
Right. And it's hitting that sweet spot.
Man,
oh, that's great, sweet.
You know.
But I don't know how that got in our playlist here. I don't know, it was from your show or something.
I didn't sneak it in.
Yeah, I think you did. Anyway, anyway, it was still the group, and it was still hot. And I like it a lot, for sure. Now, you guys, you know, I mean, you're just such a shot in the arm for this genre. And, you know, it's just solid jazz, funk, R&B all blended so well. Great instrument, voicings, the whole nine yards. What can you tell other up-and-coming or aspiring artists that just might help them in terms of direction, material, you know, so forth? How can they, in other words, I guess basically, how can they get it right, just like you guys have gotten it right? I mean, we need this kind of music, you know?
Ron, man, I think it's just be true to who you are. You know, don't,
uh-huh.
You know, we listen to radio and we hear things and you hear things and you think, well, maybe I need to do something like that. Maybe I need to do something
uh-huh.
like that. But
uh-huh.
I just took the, I just write, you know, and whatever I write is who I am. It's all influences, you know, from everybody I've listened to that's influenced me,
mm-hmm.
what have you. And it just comes out, and I don't try to tailor it to be
mm-hmm.
nothing but what it is. Just let it be you, you know.
There you go, perfectly.
And
said.
I think you
perfectly
get the best results that way, instead of trying to be
oh, yeah.
someone you're not.
That's perfect advice for all those young folks coming along. Because that, like I said before, I'm not a big fan of cookie cutter music. You know, so I
right.
just listens to it something and they just tailor their music after that instead of trying to find their own originality and who they are. You know,
but also
keep
the passion in the music.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
And you can,
exactly.
And you can hear that through, you can hear that throughout this music. So let me ask you, where can gonna give you a chance to get your plug in for your website here. Where can folks find out more about you and your music and your bio and that sort of thing?
Groovefrequencies.com and at Groovefrequencies on Facebook as well.
Okay, guys, make sure you take a note of that. This is not a group you want to forget. Trust me.
No,
this
you
is
don't.
Not a group you want to forget. That's for sure. We're going to play this next track here. This is the one that's featuring Blake Aaron, actually, and another one of my favorites. This is Never Too Late. Yeah, the slick sound of Blake Aaron combined
Sweet.
With the groove frequencies. You can't beat that combination. That's just fantastic. So, listen, we're rapidly running out of time here, but I definitely wanted to say to you, John, that it's been totally a blast talking with you, man. And I want to wish you and the other guys all the best and the most success with this new release for sure.
Hey, Ron,
no doubt.
It, man. Thank you. Hey, and I didn't know you had a partner. I sent you a T-shirt. I would have sent her one. I didn't know you had a partner.
Well, you know.
He got a partner.
Yeah. That's the other mouth you hear over there.
Next time.
I got to get you one.
That's very sweet.
Much appreciated, my friend. Much appreciated. John Stewart of Groove Frequencies, everybody. Hey, by all means, the new CD, like I mentioned, is self-titled, Groove Frequencies. Get yourself a copy of this, man. You guys can't go wrong with this. I only played a few of those tracks. You wait till you hear the rest of them. You're going to fall in love with this CD. So do yourself a favor. Get this one. Put it in your collection. You'll be glad you did. Okay, my man, I'm not going to hold you up anymore, but I definitely want you to keep us posted on when and where you'll be performing here in the D.C. area, because I definitely want to be there, man. So you got to
keep...
Hey,
I sure will, Ron, and it's been a pleasure.
Oh, the pleasure was ours completely,
really?
John.
Take care of yourself, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye now. All right, everybody. That's my man, John Stewart.
Where did time go? My goodness.
I know. I'm just looking at this and saying, my God, I could have grooved on this for another couple hours. All right, people. Well, we hope that you have a blast grooving to these groove frequencies. And before we run, I just want to remind you of a couple of things. Of course, don't forget to visit our website at www.smoothjazzride.com and experience
right.
everything we have to offer over there. That includes CD reviews and more. We just put up a few new ones, including the new one from Lindsay Webster, which is really hot. I really like that a lot. So go over there and check out what we have. In addition to Smooth Conversations, I also want to mention that you probably know already that our Smooth Jazz Ride ladies, Aida, here with me tonight, and Renee
yes.
had their own program here on Smooth Jazz Ride Radio. And it airs on Fridays tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And it features music, just music, no interviews, a little bit of chatter. But you want to come to sit on in for, an hour and a half?
90 minutes of smooth, grooving, hot music.
All right. Come jam with them, all right? You got to do that. Okay, again, thanks for listening, everybody. Please stay loyal to the ride and stay smooth and keep enjoying us. This is Ron Jackson.
And Aida. Good night.
Thanks. Good night and peace.
Play the Monopoly Collect and Win game at Safeway with over 250 million in prizes and money-saving offers. Use your club card and Just For You clip or click coupon to get spiral sliced ham for only $1.29 a pound. And pick up Monopoly bonus ticket items like General Mills cereal or Nature Valley granola bars, selected sizes and varieties, 3 for $6. Shop, play, win at Safeway today. See game rules at shopplaywin.com. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro and is used with permission.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.